All right, so let's dive into this whole dealing with disappointment thing. I mean, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Like whether it's that, I don't know, really bad breakup or maybe a business deal that just totally goes south or even just like missing out on a concert that you were so pumped for.
Right.
Disappointment, I think it's something we all kind of experience.
Definitely.
You know what I found really interesting about the material that you sent over for this deep dive?
Yeah.
Is that it's not just like that typical surface level, think positive and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Like we're talking real stories.
Wow.
Actionable advice.
Interesting.
Even some really cool insights into how a podcast script can actually tackle like a complex emotion, like disappointment.
Well, what I thought was so fascinating about it is that it uses these case studies
yes.
to show how people from all walks of life have dealt with disappointment.
Yeah, and before we get into the specifics of those case studies, there's this quote from Psalms 34:18 that I found really thought-provoking.
Yeah.
He says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit."
Hmm.
So I'm curious, what are your initial thoughts on that?
Well, for me, it kind of speaks to the power of finding comfort and strength. You know,
yeah,
in faith,
yeah,
particularly when we're facing those really, really tough moments.
Right.
Like it reminds us that we're not alone, we're going through these things.
It sets the stage for this idea that even when we feel like we're just completely broken, there's a force greater than ourselves that's there to support us.
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's jump into these case studies.
Let's do it.
The first one that really struck me was about Emma.
Okay.
This teenager whose world just gets completely turned upside down when her parents decide to get divorced.
Oh, wow.
I mean, can you imagine being 16?
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly having to navigate this huge family shift while you're still trying to figure out who you are?
Yeah. And what I thought was so interesting was that this external event forces her to confront her own internal sense of worth.
Right.
Like her own strength and identity are independent of her family structure.
It's like the disappointment,
while
super painful, actually pushed her towards a deeper understanding of herself.
Yes.
And it wasn't an easy fix.
Of course.
It wasn't a quick fix, you know?
Right.
She needed therapy,
support
from friends,
mm-hmm.
and her faith to help her kind of process all those intense emotions.
It emphasizes the importance of seeking support. And recognizing that healing takes time.
Yes.
It's not about pretending that we're not feeling those things.
Right.
But acknowledging them and allowing ourselves to gradually move through it.
Okay. The next case study that I thought was really interesting was about Josh, this college student whose girlfriend of 3 years breaks up with him.
Ooh, yeah.
I think we've all been there at some point.
Mm.
That feeling of heartbreak and you're questioning everything.
Yeah.
And wondering if you'll ever find love again.
Right. And that's such a common experience in young adulthood.
Right.
When relationships often feel like the center of our universe.
Yeah.
But what's so powerful about it is this idea that a breakup, while devastating, can sometimes be a redirection.
Instead of just wallowing in sadness.
Right.
The script shows how Josh just throws himself into personal growth.
Uh-huh.
Starts exploring new hobbies, deepening his faith.
Yeah.
And basically uses the breakup as a springboard for self-discovery.
Right.
It's like this light bulb moment
where
he realizes, hey, maybe this isn't the end. Maybe it's the beginning of something even better.
And it gives specific examples, like how he took up photography.
Yes.
Something he was interested in, but never made time for.
I love that detail.
Yeah.
Now, the next case study is a little bit of a heartbreaker.
Okay.
We meet little Samantha, who's only 8 years old.
Wow.
And already dealing with her parents' divorce.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, can you imagine being that young?
Yeah. And crying yourself to sleep every night because you feel so scared and uncertain.
It really underscores how deeply children can be affected by disappointment, even if they don't fully grasp what's going on.
Right.
What I found powerful was how the script emphasized the importance of routine.
Yes.
And familiar comforts.
Yes.
In helping her to cope.
It talks about how her parents, despite all their differences, made a conscious effort to maintain consistent bedtimes, story times, and even simple things like having her favorite stuffed animal nearby.
Yeah.
It shows how those small, consistent actions can create a sense of stability for a child going through such a major upheaval.
Definitely.
And of course, therapy played a really vital role in helping her process those big emotions.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that seeking professional support can be so beneficial.
Yeah.
Especially for children who may not have the words or the emotional maturity to really understand what they're going through.
All right. Ready for a change of pace?
Yes.
Case study number four brings us Mr. Reynolds, a successful entrepreneur who gets completely betrayed by his longtime business partner.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, we're not talking about just hurt feelings here. Wow. This is about his livelihood, his legacy.
Wow.
Everything he's worked so hard to build.
And this just highlights how disappointment can strike at any age.
Right.
In any area of life.
Yeah.
It reminds us that even those who seem to have it all together can experience these setbacks.
Totally.
But what I found so inspiring was his response.
Yes.
Instead of becoming bitter and resentful, he chooses to channel that energy into something positive.
And get this.
What?
He decides to mentor young entrepreneurs.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's like he took this incredibly painful experience and turned it into a way to give back and help others.
Talk about turning lemons into lemonade.
Right. Yes. And the source material even includes a snippet of an interview with one of his mentees.
Oh, wow.
Who describes Mr. Reynolds as a beacon of hope and credits him with providing invaluable guidance.
That's awesome.
During a challenging startup phase. And finally, we have Lisa.
Okay.
A business owner whose new venture completely crashes and burns.
Oh.
Thanks to a dishonest associate.
Oh, no.
Again, major financial and professional setback.
Lisa's story really underscores this crucial point that the script keeps coming back to.
What's that?
Learning from our disappointments.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of giving up, she takes a step back, analyzes what went wrong, seeks advice from mentors, and rebuilds.
So it's this idea of resilience.
Yes.
And adaptability.
Qualities that are so essential for navigating the ups and downs of life.
And the source material makes it clear that this isn't just about bouncing back.
Mm-hmm.
It's about coming back even stronger.
Right.
Armed with the knowledge and experience gained from those mistakes.
What resonates with me about Lisa's story is that it's not just about her individual journey.
Right.
It's about how she uses her experience to help others.
Oh, wow.
She starts this blog where she shares her lessons learned.
Oh, cool.
Creating this community of support for other entrepreneurs.
So we've heard five very different stories now.
Yes.
Each one illustrating how people have grappled with disappointment in very different ways. But there's definitely a common thread running through all of them, right?
Definitely.
What are some of the key takeaways for you?
Well, first and foremost, the source material really emphasizes acknowledging our feelings.
Okay.
Like not burying them.
Right.
It's about allowing ourselves to feel the sadness, the anger, the frustration, whatever comes up.
So it's like giving ourselves permission to be human.
Yes.
To not have to put on a brave face all the time.
Right.
But then it takes it a step further.
Yes.
And asks, okay, what can I learn from this? Yeah. It's about shifting perspectives.
Yeah.
Finding meaning in the midst of all the mess.
And taking action. Even if it's small steps.
I love it.
Towards healing.
Yeah.
Whether it's reaching out to a therapist, leaning on your faith, finding healthy coping mechanisms.
Right.
It's about actively participating and moving forward.
And what's so interesting is that the source material dives into the psychology behind these strategies.
Oh, wow.
It explains how acknowledging our emotions validates our experiences.
Right.
How shifting perspectives empowers us to find meaning.
Yes.
And how taking action helps us reclaim a sense of agency.
That's powerful.
So it's not about pretending everything is fine.
Yeah.
It's about choosing how we respond to those difficult emotions.
Absolutely.
And this brings us to another crucial point that the script highlights.
Yeah.
Forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
And it specifically says that forgiveness isn't about condoning bad actions.
Right.
But it's about freeing ourselves from resentment.
Can you unpack that a bit?
Yeah. So the source material actually uses this really powerful analogy.
Okay.
It describes resentment as this heavy weight that we carry around with us,
right,
draining our energy and preventing us from moving on.
Interesting.
Forgiveness is like setting that weight down.
Oh.
Allowing ourselves to move forward with a lighter heart.
Oh.
It's about recognizing that holding on to anger ultimately hurts us more than the person who wronged us.
It's like that saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for a dose of positivity?
I am.
The source material includes these five daily affirmations that are specifically designed to help overcome disappointment.
Yep.
And I have to say, they are pretty powerful.
I'm curious.
It even gets into the science behind affirmations.
Okay.
Explaining how repeating these positive statements can actually help rewire neural pathways in the brain.
Interesting.
To promote more positive thinking patterns.
So it's like we're actively choosing to shape our thoughts and beliefs.
Right.
and creating a more supportive internal dialogue.
Okay, so get ready to repeat after me.
Okay.
Here we go. I am healing, growing, and becoming stronger every day.
I am healing, growing, and becoming stronger every day.
God's plans for me are greater than my disappointments.
God's plans for me are greater than my disappointments.
I release hurt and make space for joy and new opportunities.
I release hurt and make space for joy and new opportunities.
My worth is not defined by someone else's actions.
My worth is not defined by someone else's actions.
And finally, I trust that what is meant for me will never pass me by.
I trust that what is meant for me will never pass me by.
What do you think?
I love how each affirmation speaks to a different aspect of healing.
Yeah.
Like there's the acknowledgement of growth,
mm-hmm.
the reminder of a higher power,
right.
the release of negativity, the affirmation of self-worth, and the trust in a greater plan.
Out of those five, which one speaks to you the most right now?
Honestly, they all resonate with me.
Yeah.
But the one about releasing hurt and making space for joy,
yeah.
it really stands out.
Yeah.
Like it reminds me that we have the power to choose what we focus on,
yeah.
to let go of what's no longer serving us and make room for those new possibilities.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about creating that mental and emotional space for healing and growth. Now, speaking of inspiration, the source material also dives into some really powerful examples from the Bible.
Oh, interesting.
It highlights figures like Joseph, who was betrayed by his own brothers, but ultimately rose to a position of power in Egypt.
Right.
There's David, who faced constant rejection and failures, but still became king.
Yeah.
And, of course, Peter, who denied Jesus three times, but was ultimately forgiven and became this pivotal figure in the early church.
It's amazing how these ancient stories still resonate so strongly today.
Right. What do you think they're trying to convey?
Well, what's so interesting is that the source material
yeah.
doesn't shy away from the messiness of their journeys.
Yeah.
It acknowledges that even people of faith struggle,
mm-hmm.
make mistakes,
yeah.
experience deep disappointment.
Right.
But ultimately, it's their faith that helps them rise above those challenges.
So they show us that disappointment doesn't have to define us.
Absolutely.
It's part of the journey.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be the end of the story.
Right.
And it's not just biblical figures.
Of course not.
There are countless modern-day examples of people who have overcome incredible setbacks and achieved remarkable things.
So many.
Yeah.
From entrepreneurs to artists,
mm-hmm.
every successful person has probably faced a lot of disappointment and rejection along the way.
And this ties back beautifully to that quote from Romans 8.28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him.
It's about trusting that there's a plan.
Yes.
Even when we can't see it.
Even when we can't see it. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
From personal stories of disappointment right. to powerful biblical examples.
Uh-huh.
We've even delved into some practical strategies for navigating those really tough emotions.
Yes.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
I want to leave you with a question to ponder.
I'm intrigued. What is it?
The source material ends with this really impactful statement. Your story is still unfolding. And God is not finished with you yet.
Mm.
It's such an uplifting thought.
Mm.
What small step could you take today to move forward from a disappointment you're facing?
That's a good question.
It could be reaching out to a friend,
yeah.
journaling your feelings, mm. or even just repeating one of those powerful affirmations.
Right.
Every journey begins with a single step.
Absolutely. And remember, you don't have to take that step alone.
Yeah.
There's support available, and you are capable of amazing things, even in the face of adversity.
Beautifully said.
You know what's really stuck with me from those biblical figures we talked about?
Yeah.
It's not even just about their triumphs, you know,
uh-huh.
but the fact that the source material, like, really emphasizes their struggles as people.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know,
yeah.
it shows how they, despite their faith, also went through doubt.
Right.
Fear and just immense disappointment.
It makes them so much more relatable, right?
Exactly.
Like it normalizes the idea that
yeah.
even people of faith go through those really tough times.
Absolutely.
They're not immune to the pain of disappointment.
It reminds us that it's okay to not have all the answers.
Right.
You know, to question,
yeah.
to wrestle with our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in those moments of vulnerability
yeah.
that we can really connect with a higher power
right.
and find that solace and strength. You know,
totally.
In our faith.
And speaking of strength,
okay.
the source material just keeps coming back to this idea of resilience.
Oh, yeah.
It's like disappointment, however painful it is,
uh-huh.
can actually be a catalyst for personal growth.
It forces us to adapt.
Yes.
find new ways of coping, like tap into inner reserves of strength we didn't even know we had.
It's almost like a muscle, right?
Yes.
Each time we face disappointment and actually work through it, that resilience muscle gets a little bit stronger.
I like that analogy.
And it makes me think about how the source material keeps using the word story.
Oh, yeah.
When it talks about our lives.
Okay.
It's like saying that disappointment, while significant, is just one chapter, not the whole book.
And that's where faith comes in.
Yeah.
It's believing that even when we can't see the next chapter,
right,
when we're feeling lost and uncertain, there's an author who's guiding the narrative, who's working everything together for our good.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the more theoretical aspects of dealing with disappointment.
Right.
But let's get practical.
Okay.
What are some real steps that we can take when those feelings of disappointment hit?
The source material has some really helpful advice for that.
Oh, good.
It encourages us to just acknowledge our emotions.
Okay.
Instead of trying to push them down.
So, like, give those emotions space to breathe.
Yes.
Instead of bottling them up.
Right. And then the source material suggests taking a step back.
Okay.
Trying to shift our perspective.
Like how?
Ask ourselves, what can I learn from this?
Okay.
Is there like a hidden opportunity here?
And I mean, that doesn't mean minimizing the pain or pretending everything's okay.
No, of course not.
But it's about looking for those glimmers of hope, even in those dark times.
And sometimes that shift in perspective might lead us to make some changes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Like setting healthier boundaries in our relationships, maybe reevaluating some career goals or just, you know, prioritizing our own well-being.
And the source material makes it clear that that change doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't.
It takes time and effort and being patient with ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's where those daily affirmations can come in handy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Repeating those positive statements can be so powerful in shifting our mindset.
Yeah.
Creating a more supportive inner dialogue.
It's so easy to just think of affirmations as just feel good fluff.
Right.
But the source material actually gets into the science behind them.
Oh, wow.
Explaining how they can actually like rewire neural pathways in the brain to promote more positive thinking.
So it's like actively choosing to focus on the good.
Yeah.
And training our minds to look for the light.
Even when things are rough.
Yes.
And the key is consistency, right?
It is, yeah.
It's not just about saying those affirmations once and expecting a miracle.
Right.
It's about integrating them into our routine.
Exactly.
Like brushing our teeth or taking a shower.
So the more we use them,
the
more those positive thoughts become ingrained in our subconscious.
Okay, so let's go over those affirmations again.
Okay.
I am healing, growing, and becoming stronger every day.
Mm-hmm.
God's plans for me are greater than my disappointments.
Yes.
I release hurt and make space for joy and new opportunities.
My worth is not defined by someone else's actions.
Right.
And I trust that what is meant for me will never pass me by.
They each offer a different perspective.
They do.
Which one do you find yourself coming back to most?
You know, lately it's been God's plans for me are greater than my disappointments.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when things are going the way I hoped or expected.
Yeah.
It reminds me that there's a bigger picture, a plan that I might not get right now, but that I can trust is unfolding for my good.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about surrendering to that higher power.
Yeah.
And trusting that even our disappointments are part of a greater purpose.
Absolutely.
And it makes me think about all those biblical figures again.
Oh, yeah.
They went through some intense disappointments.
They did.
But they still found meaning and purpose in those experiences.
And it's interesting that the source material doesn't portray them as superhuman or perfect.
Right,
It shows their flaws, their moments of doubt and despair.
Yeah.
Which makes their triumphs even more inspiring.
They're not just these untouchable figures in a book.
Right,
you know, they're real people
who
struggled, who wrestled with their faith, experienced the whole spectrum of human emotions.
Absolutely.
Including disappointment.
And yet they found a way to rise above it.
Yeah.
Draw strength from their faith and ultimately, you know, fulfill their destinies.
It's a good reminder that we can overcome our disappointments, too. Our stories are still being written.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the darkest moments, there's hope for a brighter future.
Absolutely.
Okay, so as we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
go ahead.
I want to pose a thought-provoking question.
Okay.
We've talked about how to deal with disappointment.
Yeah.
But what about preventing it in the first place?
That's a great question.
Is that even possible?
Well, we can't totally shield ourselves from disappointment.
Right.
But the source material says we can take steps to minimize the impact and build up resilience.
Like what?
Managing our expectations.
Okay.
Setting realistic goals.
Uh-huh.
Understanding that things won't always go to plan.
Right.
Being ready to adapt when we need to.
So it's about embracing flexibility.
Yeah.
Detaching from outcomes.
If we're too attached to one specific outcome,
yeah,
we're setting ourselves up for disappointment if things don't go that way.
Right.
And another point the source material makes is about cultivating gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, focusing on what we do have,
mm-hmm.
appreciating the good in our lives.
Instead of always wanting more.
Exactly.
Gratitude is like an antidote to disappointment.
It really is.
Yeah.
It reminds us of the abundance we already have, even when things are tough.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're grateful, we're less likely to be thrown off by setbacks.
It's like that saying, happiness is not having what you want, it's wanting what you have.
Exactly.
So as we move into the last part of our deep dive,
okay,
let's remember that disappointment.
Yeah.
While it's totally normal,
yeah,
it doesn't have to define us.
Right.
We have the power to choose how we respond.
Yes.
To learn from it.
Yeah.
And to use it to grow.
And we're not alone in this journey.
Right.
We have each other. We have our faith.
Yeah.
We have a ton of resources and strategies.
To get through those tough times.
Yeah.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive,
yeah,
where we'll go even deeper into how disappointment can change us for the better. So, you know, as we've been talking about all this,
yeah,
I keep coming back to this idea of seeing disappointment as like a teacher, you know?
Interesting.
What if those moments of disappointment,
mm-hmm.
those setbacks, are actually chances for us to like learn and grow?
It's a really cool way to look at it.
Yeah.
And it actually kind of goes with something that the source material talks about.
Okay. What's that?
This idea of disappointment being a catalyst for self-discovery.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, it's almost like,
yeah,
those unexpected things that happen,
mm-hmm.
they force us to deal with our vulnerabilities.
Right.
Think about what really matters.
Yeah.
And ultimately become more resilient.
It's like, you know, those times when our plans just fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
And we're forced to improvise.
We got to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe those detours actually lead us to something better,
right,
than what we had planned.
Sometimes that happens. I like how the source material talks about disappointment being like cracks in a facade.
Okay.
Like those cracks might seem bad at first,
mm-hmm.
but they can let the light shine through, showing us where we need to grow.
And that light,
yeah,
while maybe sometimes uncomfortable,
yeah,
can help us see ourselves,
right,
more clearly.
Like really acknowledge those parts of ourselves that we might be hiding.
The source material doesn't shy away from how tough this can be.
Oh, for sure.
You know, facing our vulnerabilities, our fears.
That's not easy.
It can be really challenging.
Yeah.
But it emphasizes that those are the moments where real change can happen.
That's where the transformation happens.
It makes me think of that Japanese art, kintsugi,
uh-huh.
where they mend broken pottery with gold.
Oh, yeah.
Like those cracks become part of the beauty.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
our disappointments are that gold.
It's a good way to think about it.
Showing our resilience, our healing. So what if instead of being scared of disappointment,
yeah,
we approached it with more curiosity?
That's a good idea.
A willingness to learn from it.
Yeah.
And just being kind to ourselves,
yeah,
as we face those challenges.
The source material talks about embracing this idea of being a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're always evolving and learning.
Yeah.
And our imperfections,
yeah,
our mistakes,
right,
even our disappointments,
mm,
they're all part of what makes us special.
And it brings us back to that message that's, yeah, been like woven through this whole deep dive.
Mm.
Your story is still unfolding.
Yeah.
And God is not finished with you yet.
It's so hopeful, so powerful.
It reminds us that no matter what we've been through,
yeah,
how many disappointments we've had,
mm-hmm,
there's always a chance for growth, for healing, for something amazing to happen.
And our future isn't just shaped by good things.
Right.
But also by our setbacks,
yeah,
challenges, you know?
It all makes us who we are. So as we wrap up this whole deep dive into disappointment,
yeah,
I hope you walk away with a sense of hope,
mm-hmm,
and understanding of how disappointment can actually change us for the better. And just a willingness to embrace it all.
Yeah.
We've explored what disappointment is,
right,
how it affects us, mm, and what we can do about it.
Yeah.
You've looked at amazing stories of resilience and faith.
And we've seen how a podcast script can help people who are going through this.
Remember, your story is still being written.
Yes, it is.
Embrace the journey, learn from your experiences, and never give up.
It's not over yet.
Until next time. keep diving deep.
Yeah.
Keep asking questions and keep looking for the lessons.
Even in the tough stuff.
Thanks for joining us.